Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and Epiphany sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll thank you with a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Epiphany sermons.
All right, the end of every Friday first hour is Blog of the Week. Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. We call it Issues Etc. Blog of the Week because the blogs we pick from have the Issues Etc. widget. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the bottom of the page. You'll find the widget there. Put it on your blog and then email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we will start reading your blog every week and see if we can find something there that we want to pick as Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick this week is a brand new blog, but it's nameless. Well, it's not nameless. The blog doesn't have a name. It's written by Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, who just decided to start a blog this week.
Really?
Yes, but it has no name.
So there's no name to this blog?
It's a blog with no name.
It is as an as yet unnamed blog. Is he looking for a name?
He gave me some. It was like Jeff's Blog of the Week or Issues Etc. Blog of the Week or something like that.
Oh, I made a suggestion there. That's where I was. That nameless blog. I said he should call it What Would Wolfmiller Write? 4 W's in a row. But of course, he writes great stuff. So this is bound to be an amazing blog. He hasn't been blogging up to this point? All those things he writes, what does he write those for his church's website?
What about What Would Wolfmiller Do? Like, what would Jesus do?
See, that's what I was thinking. But I wanted it to have some symmetry.
Well, there's symmetry. There's 3 W's. What Would Wolfmiller Do? You know?
He's likely to take your suggestion.
And he could come up with a logo with, like, a bracelet. Well, WWD.
The other idea I had for Brian's blog is that it should be named The Official Synodocrat Blog. Don't
yes,
you think?
Yes, yes, yes. Although my pick this week is definitely not, doesn't have the Synodocrat tendency to it. So let's monitor this. Let's see after a couple more months part of LCMS Inc. whether he continues to write confessional Lutheran blog posts.
So what's your pick?
The blog post is The Idolatry of Giving to God. Wolfmiller writes, God doesn't need anything from us. He is not poor or hungry or cold. He is not in want. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Psalm 50, verses 10 through 12. And yet most Christians live their lives like they're constantly giving God something. I'm giving my life to God. I'm giving my best. We've never stopped to ask if the Lord wants us to give him our life. In fact, if we were to pause and ask that dangerous question, we might find that the Lord is the one who gave us life, and presumably he wants us to have it. But more, this seemingly pious and humble sentiment of serving and giving to God is nothing less than idolatry. Think about it. If the Lord is so poor that he needs something from you, who is God? And then he's got some Luther quotes, which I don't have time to read. And he concludes, thinking God needs what we have is madness, extreme idolatry. Our Lord does not want to receive, but to give, to serve, to love, to die. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10, verse 45. True worship is not giving to God, but being served, forgiven by Jesus.
My blog pick is Hope for the Hapless, and it has a great C.S. Lewis quote under the heading, Is it helpful? Is not as helpful as, is it true? Quoting Lewis, foolish preachers, by always telling you how much Christianity will help you and how good it is for society, have actually led you to forget that Christianity is not a patent medicine. Christianity claims to give an account of facts, to tell you what the real universe is like. Its account of the universe may be true, it may be not. And once the question is really before you, then your natural inquisitiveness must make you want to know the answer. If Christianity is untrue, then no honest man will want to believe it, however helpful it might be. If it is true, Every honest man will want to believe it, even if it gives him no help at all. The good thing is, by the way, that Christianity is not only true, it is also very helpful, just not for the things that all the foolish preachers say nowadays and in Lewis's day that it is. It's very helpful for salvation, for forgiveness, for receiving mercy from an all-merciful God in Jesus Christ. That's my blog of the week. We will have a link to both Jeff's pick and my pick at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. In the second hour of the program, we're going to spend some time first with Terry Mattingly. We're going to talk a bit about how the media is covering Christmas and, surprise, surprise, even in some cases, Advent. How Christians get Christmas wrong just as bad as the commercialists do. And then we'll have some comment line and play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's Friday afternoon, December the 10th. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back with Hour 2 after this.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.